Hey, everybody. Welcome to Find the Funny with me, Lisa Alvarado. And I have a special guest. This is our guest for today. It's Lucy. And most of you know her. She's my dog for the past 3.5, 4 years. Love this little nugget. Lucy, say hi.
Hi.
She's like, Mama, leave me alone. Sarah, my producer, is joining me. You guys all know Sarah.
Hi, everyone. Hey.
Well, this is my mom, Nellie.
Yay, yay.
Say, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to my daughter, what?
Podcast.
Podcast.
Podcast. I know, podcast. That's a weird name. So this is going to be a tough episode for me because this is Lucy's last full day being with us. Her lymphoma has gotten the best of her. The cancer is not in remission any longer, and she's fading fast. So tomorrow we have an appointment to take her in and put her down. I have never put a dog down before. Have you?
No.
No, you've had a dog that was hit by a car.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you remember all this stuff.
Yeah, but you know, it's not put down, but
it
it got put down the hard way.
Exactly.
You didn't have to pay for that. We have to pay for the other way. I didn't think I was going to have a dog. I didn't plan on it. I'm always on the road.
Right.
And then next thing I know, this pandemic happens. And
that's right.
We got to spend so much time bonding.
Yeah.
And even when I go out on the road, you know, Sarah is with Lucy a lot of the time. So we're kind of co-momming, co-parenting.
Co-parenting. Yeah.
Co-parenting. She's got two mommies. We're not lesbians, but
yeah,
we probably look like it from the outside. And in a few more years, if we don't get boyfriends, it could go that way. You never know. We're in this room together so often.
True, true.
But the show is called Find the Funny. And I would love your help in doing that because everybody talks about, is it too soon to make jokes about stuff?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We contemplated not doing an episode and just kind of skipping, but the whole reason that I'm doing this show is to share life with you guys and it's called Find the Funny. So in this instance, I would love your help and Sarah would love your help in finding the humor because there is humor and that helps us cope and it helps us heal. And it doesn't mean that it's funny what's happening to the dog by any means or when anybody suffers or goes through a really hard time. We're just looking up the absurdity of life so that it gives us some release.
Yeah.
So that it's not so, so heavy because we would probably be here both crying and hammered. So,
yeah, well, I plan on doing that.
Yeah. How do we help each other out? And comedians, we deal with hard things in life by joking about it, by finding humor in it. So, Sarah and I would love your help in finding humor in the situation. And I don't think it's too soon, especially not for this situation. Lucy is a jokester herself, you know what I mean?
And true.
Yeah, I mean, and this is Lucy, you know, she's
ready to go.
She wants to say hi, everybody. Say hello, good girl. Yeah, she probably has to pee. Come here, get in your bed. You need to go pee-pees? It's okay. Oh, good girl, come here. See, she's still wagging her tail. So you don't really know when is the best time, you know, to have them go. And see, this is what I mean. She can't get comfortable. So she's just having a hard time. And it's honestly so hard. And I don't know if I'm even going to be able to talk to anybody for a week after this. You know, that's why I thought to honor Lucy, it would be fantastic to have her on an episode.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people that have gone through losing, you know, a dog that became part of the family, that you loved them like your own, and they protect you, and they, you know, take care of the kids, and they're just mm-hmm. beautiful little fur balls, you know, that give so much love. You know what I think that dogs do the best is they love us unconditionally.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think we've all seen jerks that own pets, and you're like, you're such a jerk in normal life. How could this dog love you? But dogs just see past yeah. our horribleness, and they love us anyway.
Yeah.
Like every single day, they are happy to see us when we walk in the door. Every day, every time, you know? And
yeah.
that's the thing that's unbelievable about pets, is they're just, they see beyond
yeah.
our mess
yeah.
and our inadequacies. Oh, poor girl. I know. She's not having a good time right now. I had a very serious discussion with Lucy, and I told her that she couldn't die while I was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got home, she turned for the worst. You know,
yeah.
she really just, her energy is gone. She's not quite so social anymore. She kind of just lays around like this. So we are going to make her as comfortable as possible. She gets to sleep in my bed, and nobody gets to sleep in my bed. I have broken up with people because of dogs sleeping in beds.
Yeah.
It's, I don't, I love dogs, but I like the separation of humans and pets in bed. And I know that there's a lot of people that sleep with their dogs, and that's okay for them. But yeah, you probably love sleeping with dogs. I just I don't like the hair on my, I like my bed to be really clean.
Mm.
And I'm also a very, very light sleeper. I have insomnia. So dogs in the bed are hard for me because when they move, I wake up. So she's always slept in her little crate, and it's full of blankets and comfy stuff, and she's fine in there. So mm-hmm. yeah, but tonight she's going to sleep with Mama. Yeah, we're going to cuddle. Maybe you guys can help us with some jokes on this. My new special that's coming out has a whole chunk of material about Lucy already. So I will be adding on to that because mm-hmm. I always talk about hard things in life. It's not too soon. So give me some pointers on the jokes. These are some of the things that I came up with so far. Because I was thinking about when you put your pets down, what if it was like us, you know, because she's a loved one. She's a part of the family. What if it was like she could have a will? What if our pets could have a will?
Last will and testament.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
would be
what,
great.
What would she give you and I? You know, because Sarah basically helped raise her as well.
Yeah.
You know, so like
her best poo or something.
Maybe for you, but I'm getting her toy. I'm sure she would give me her toy. Maybe not. Maybe she'd be
her
like,
little lamb,
put it inside my casket. I want to die with my toy.
Yeah.
You know, what else would a dog give away? Like their blanket. I don't know what other things that I write down. Oh, a bone. You know, I would think that a dog would be like, you can have my bone.
That's actually, yeah. That would be
a big
somebody,
one.
Yes, that would be a big
for some
thing.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Like, what would your dog leave? What would be the most amazing gift that your dog could give you, leave behind? So if your dog was going to fill out a will, what people would she or he leave things to? And what would they be? That's a fun concept I was throwing around. Also, if a dog was going to have a funeral, where would it be? At the dog park? You know, like where would it be? At its favorite place to take a dump? I mean, where would it be? And who would be invited? Obviously, immediate family.
Right.
But would you invite the other neighborhood dogs or the dogs from the dog park? You know,
like her special dog friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like she has a couple dog friends that live down the street, and whenever she sees them, they always play. You know, would those dogs speak? You know, would yeah. they give a eulogy? Yeah. You know? Exactly. They were like, you know? And I started thinking, well, what would a dog say about another dog? Her butt smelled amazing.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? She had the most amazing scent. Yeah. You know, back over there in that corner was when I first tried to hump her. She said no. You know? Like, what would the eulogy be, you know? She always walked with her tail nice and high and proud. You know, what would the dog say? I know what I would say about her, just that she's just been the sweetest little miracle. I mean, I got this dog from my dad. I didn't get this dog for me because I thought it would help him with his depression and everything, and it didn't work out. He wasn't able to take care of her, so I took her back. And I was like, oh no, but she ended up being such a smart, well-behaved dog.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Don't jump,
Lucy.
Don't
jump, Lucy. It's okay.
She's going to take her own life.
Oh.
There she goes.
I think she might want to jump.
We're back, everybody. She did have to go pee. So good thing she didn't go on my iPad. Hey. yeah, but she wants a little treat. And, you know. Because this is her last night, she gets whatever she wants. Want another one? There you go. She's so cute. Oh, high five. Oh, thank you. You're still so good smart. Tricks. Can you get a kiss? Oh, I got a good kiss. Thank you, mamas. Thank you. Okay. Such a hard decision. If I was home another week or two, I might postpone, but I'm leaving and I'm going to be gone for at least 2 weeks. And yeah. I can't, it's selfish of me, but I can't bear the thought of her suffering further, not being able to eat, not having any energy, and then not being here to hold her when she goes. And I know that Sarah, she's in good hands with Sarah, but I also need to say my goodbyes.
I don't know. That's the hard thing. Like you were saying, you know, what is the humane thing to do? A lot of people were saying, like, don't do the chemo.
Good girl. See? She still does it. Mama's. She's such a sweet girl. Do you guys have things that you've done with your pets if you... You know, before their end of life, is there something that you guys did? Did you give your dog or your cat or whatever a big burger?
The steak dinner.
For the last meal? Yeah. Was it a filet mignon? What did you guys do, you know, for your last thing? Do we do that for, you know, our people, loved ones, death row?
Yeah.
You get to do your, she's not on death row. You never know. She could get into some trouble tonight. We have some really good CBD for pets. And it cost a lot of money. So she's going to get a nice full dose tomorrow. And we've already discussed what she wants for her last meal. And she's so my dog because it's the same thing I want for my last meal. Right? Should we show them?
Yeah, what are you getting?
Look at you got to see her face. This little face. You got to see this little nugget. Look over there. Look at the camera. Show the people how cute you are. Oh, if you could just see the way she's looking at me, it kills me. Stop looking at me with those loving eyes.
And that's the other thing. Like, I don't want to say too much in front of her.
She's so smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, so smart.
I get nervous. Like, yeah, this kind of saying thing. Like,
no, she doesn't know. I think she senses something because even though that she's feeling sick, she's been following me around a lot, like today and yesterday. Like, she wouldn't let me leave her side. And normally she'll just go in her bed and chill. But even now I can hear that she's having a hard time breathing. I know this is a really weird episode. I don't even know how to deal with this. And I'm sure I'm going to be a mess tomorrow. So that's why we had to do the podcast today. And that's just an honest admission, mm-hmm. is I wanted to be consistent with this. And I also want to share the really good times and the things I want to celebrate in my life. And then also the really hard times. Mm. And hopefully you'll be able to relate to this. And it will at some point help you. Or you can help me, mm-hmm. right now. If you think of, you know, any other jokes or ways that I can incorporate it into my act so that other people going through this, it can kind of ease their pain, that would be great. Any suggestions that you have, write to us, post it in the comments. We will be giving a lot more information once we have it about the company that we believe had an impact on Lucy's health that, mm-hmm. actually caused the lymphoma. We are at the moment still trying to get reimbursed. They are reviewing our case, and supposedly it's going to take another 2 to 3 months for them to get an answer back to us if they're going to reimburse us. But their packaging literally says may cause cancer in dogs if you use this medication. It's like fucking Pfizer, you know?
Yeah.
But it's called Zoetis.
Yeah.
It's anti-itch medication. It's Cytopoint and what's the other one?
Apoquil.
So if you're using these for your dog, please do your own research. Please talk to vets. Mm-hmm. There's YouTube videos that show different groups and people of their personal experience, how their dogs over the next year when they started this medication, developing cysts and lumps, and a lot of them developed cancer. We'll add a link to the previous podcast that has a lot more information about this company, Zoetis. There's also a Facebook support group, isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah. With the research that I was doing for that one, I found a Facebook page.
I hope that in some way this has made you laugh a little bit, and or you're just living it with me as a friend, and I appreciate you being present and just listening. So that's it. Just a short, sweet little podcast, just like the short, sweet little nugget I have here. I know. Look at her. She keeps looking at me. She's giving me these eyes. It's so hard. Okay. All right. So let's show them. We are going to end the show with Lucy having her favorite last meal with Mama, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. And both of our favorite last meal.
Oh.
has always been whipped cream. It has always been whipped cream for me. If you know me with coffee.
Look at her. She knows already.
This is exactly. All right. I know it's a podcast, but Lucy is going to get her last meal right now. Ready? Here we go. Here you go. Open up.
She's going
for it. She's like, where is it? Okay.
She's going for her chest.
Yeah. So thanks, everybody. Blow little Lucy a kiss. She's been just a total joy. And I'll see her again in heaven. That's right. Right? You say bye-bye to the people. Say bye-bye. Bye. Nice, huh?
I hope everybody listen to my daughter and see it and laughing with her because she is very funny.